Welcome to this program of Clear Vision Today. And I'm Rose, and I know you've watched before many times, some of you, and some of you are just tuning in today, and boy, are we going to have a good time. We have a fabulous guest today, Pastor John Hobson from Cathedral of Glory Church in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. We have a powerful message of the Lord, and we're going to get right on into that because God wants to change your life. Even if your life is wonderful, God wants your life blessed. He wants your life to be lived in His glory. He wants you to have all that He has for you. So today we're going to talk about how we plant the seed and reap the harvest. I know you know what I'm talking about because the Word says in Ecclesiastes 11:6, let's just get over there to it. I already have my Bible open. And don't be turning, just write it down. It's on the screen. And then if you need to know what it is later in the afternoon or evening, just call the ministry. We'll tell you what it is. Ecclesiastes 11:6 says, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening withhold not your hands, for you know not which will prosper, whether that or this, or whether both alike will be good. Beloved, God wants you sowing every seed in love and faith at all times, 24 hours a day. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do, everything you act on is a seed that you're sowing. And when you sow those seeds, you're going to reap a harvest. Oh, how many times do I get calls at the ministry and people tell me the despair that's in their lives. They tell me about the destruction in their children's lives. I had a call from a young woman this week that every child she has is on drugs, including her husband. And she's sold out to God now. And she wants to see her family restored to the Lord. And she thinks it can't happen. But see, it can because she's already taken the first step. She's already started sowing. She's called into the ministry. She's going to sow her heart to the Lord. She's going to sow her time to the Lord in prayer. She's going to sow her finances into the kingdom at her church and into the ministry of Rose Ministries. And we're going to name every seed she sows and declare it to keep the plans of the enemy canceled in their lives now. You understand that God is His Word. If you're watching this program and you know the Lord, you understand that. You know that God is His Word. This is not a book to be read to be for pleasure only. It's a book to be read to understand how God wants you to live, to be a blessing, to be blessed by Him. And Pastor John and I were talking before I came on the air and before I get to introduce him to you. And we were talking about how connections and lives make you powerful in God or they will destroy you. And it's the same way with your seeds. Psalms 118:24 says, life is not a problem to be solved. It is a gift to be enjoyed. If you're sowing a seed of confusion in your life, complaining, if you're talking about criticizing everybody and you're always, you know, I can't, I don't know how I'm going to, I never will. I'm not smart enough. I've been married too many times. Don't give me that one. I know you've heard me say it before. I had too many marriages and too many husbands and too many divorces. And I'm not interested in all that anymore. I'm interested in honoring God. I'm interested in succeeding and being blessed by God. I'm interested in you succeeding and being blessed by God. God says He wants you blessed. And He wants you to sow seed into your life, into the lives of your loved ones, that will bring His blessings to you. He wants you connected to people. He wants you connected to rich soil that will allow your seed to come to a harvest that brings you a blessing beyond anything you can dream. That's what God wants for you. And that's what we're here to talk about. We're here today to show you where you sow your seed. And who you connect with and what kind of ground you put your seed in is what you're going to get. Just stop and think about it a minute. You've got seed in the ground already, and it's coming up, and it isn't good. It's not what you want. It's seed that's just absolutely bringing you down. You're in debt. You're diagnosed with every kind of disease imaginable, and you feel like there's no way out. That's not the truth. That's a diagnosis. That's a seed of a diagnosis of a disease that God does not want planted in your heart. That's a seed planted in the life of the ground of your life that God does not want to come to a harvest. But if you keep talking about it, if you keep going on and on about how life is just never going to be good for you, and you're going to die of that cancer you've been diagnosed of, or your child is on drugs and never going to get off. Oh, my child, my son, he's been on drugs ever since I can remember, since he was a kid, since he was 15 years old. Now he's 40 years old. There's no hope for him. But I want you to pray, Rose. Honey, that's absolutely stupid talk. Now, I know that's not a nice thing and way to say, and we don't teach our grandchildren or our children to say words like that, but you know, ignorance means you don't know something. Stupidity means you know it and you go ahead and do it anyway. Well, I'm telling you today, stop that kind of talk. Stop saying things that are going to drag your life down. Stop connecting yourself to ideas and ways of thinking that are going to keep you in despair and discouragement and destruction and defeat. Stop living and going around with people, connected to people, who are going to take you down. Pastor John said a funny thing to me before we started the program. You're going to get to meet him in just a minute. He said, you know, there's people are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down. I love that. That was clever as it could be, and it spoke completely to me. Are you on an elevator of life where you're going down all the time and you've hit the bottom, or maybe you're trying to hit the bottom, or you're hoping you'll get there eventually? Or are you on that elevator going up? Is every day a day of glory for you? Is every day a day of joy for you? Well, let's look at Proverbs 18:24. Proverbs 18:24 tells us, and I have it written down, but I want to read it. Proverbs 18:24, I want to read it to you out of the Word. And I have, as you know, I read out of the Amplified Translation, I read out of the King James, and I have 26 translation Bible. So don't get off on this with me about King James only one to read. And if you don't like that, then just keep listening. You'll understand in a minute. Proverbs 18:24. I just love the way the Lord talks, don't you? 18:24 says, the man of many friends, if a friend of all the world, will prove himself a bad friend, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. The only way to have a great friend is to be a great friend. The only way to have a great life is to accept that God wants you to have a great life. The only way to walk in the blessings of God is to agree with the Lord. People talk about having faith. They talk about having, I need more faith. No, honey, you don't need more faith. You need more of Jesus. Your faith is already in you of God. Now stand on that faith. Faith is nothing more than believing in the Lord. Believing in Him is nothing more than trusting Him. Trusting Him is nothing more than saying, I agree. I love you so much. I want you to understand these words of the Lord today. And when I come back, we're going to have Pastor John Hobson on here from Cathedral of Glory. He's going to be with us, and he is going to bless you. Oh, my gosh. You can't imagine what a powerful man of God you're getting ready to meet. If every church had a pastor like Pastor John Hobson and his wife, Vicki, there wouldn't be any divisions in churches. I'll see you in just a minute. I love you so much, and I'm here for you, and I want you to pay attention when John comes on, because we're going to bless you and teach you and bring you into the blessed life that God has for you. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for you. Amen.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days the Champion in You.
Aren't we having a blessed day? Oh boy, I'll tell you what, I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision, in case you just tuned in. And if you watched the promotion that you just saw on the broadcast just now on the two books, one is called Keep It Simple, and the other one is 30 Days, The Champion in You. Call the ministry. Get the word from these books. The Lord wants you blessed, and 30 Days, The Champion in You is 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayer, and I guarantee you when you read this for 30 days, your life will be changed to a blessed life. We have a guest today, and I am so excited because it is the first guest that I've ever had on a program in my production here in this studio. And Pastor John Hobson is with us, and I want to give you a little bit of introduction.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Is that all right?
That's right.
All right. Pastor is a pastor of Cathedral of Glory Church in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. He was born again in 1979 after many years of alcohol and drug abuse, miraculously delivered. Wow. Amen. Don't we want a pastor that knows the past is over? He was a pastor in crusades in Africa, Haiti, and Russia. He has been in healing and seen miracles beyond your imagination. And I've had the blessing of being in John's life for the last few years. I don't even know how many, John, now. Do you?
It's probably in 2000. I think we met in 2000.
2000?
I think it was in 2000.
I think it's been longer than
has
that.
Has it been longer than that?
You better ask Vicki.
I will ask her. She knows everything.
Vicki is his precious wife that pastors with him, and she knows a whole lot. So she'll remember that. But I'm going to tell you right now, if every church had a pastor like John Hobson, there would not be any churches that are not living in victory. No people in their churches would go without healing, would live in lack or defeat, and they would know the Lord and the Word of God. That's the kind of church John Hobson has. And when I first met you, John, you were pastoring in a storefront church.
In a storefront.
In downtown Mount Sterling.
Uh-huh.
And how many people were there at that time?
It was probably 45, maybe.
And it was so blessed to me.
Oh, yeah.
Honey, I was so thankful to come up there and be with you and meet you and know you.
Uh-huh.
And then you said to me, I said, you need to be on television.
Uh-huh.
And you said, oh, no, I don't ever want to be on TV.
Yeah, because I had been before.
And then you,
yeah.
The Lord led you and provided, and you built a new church.
We did.
How many seats there?
Well, it seats around 425. Right now, we're running around 250, 300.
And guess what you have now?
We have a TV ministry.
Television ministry.
Yeah, it's going great.
And I want you, John, to understand that from the very day I first met you and Vicki, I saw things in the future for you in the ministry that I'm sure you see ahead for yourself. And I don't like it when people say, well, God showed me this about you and then he didn't show you.
Right.
But I saw things that God, I knew, was going to use you for. And I didn't know then that God would use me in TV ministry.
Uh-huh.
So now here I sit.
Right.
And I'm interviewing you. And we're ministering to 950 million people worldwide right here.
Uh-huh.
That's not, you can't wrap your mind around
right.
that. But you've got a powerful word on your heart today. And I want to, instead of us just going back and forth talking, and we can on some things, but I want you free to really minister what the Lord's told you. And then if you want to pull me into it, honey, you go right ahead. But right now, I want you to really minister what the Lord's shown you. And it has to do with what I've already said. And we didn't talk.
No,
we didn't talk.
No. Well, we're here because of a divine connection. And I believe that this is what more people need in their life. It's not just connections. You have to be careful who you allow to hook up with you and who you hook yourself up with.
Yes.
And I believe the connection we need as children of God are divine connections, divine meaning from God.
Yes.
God knows how to hook us up to the right people to get us to the right place at the right time that we can enter into our destiny, that we can enter into the place that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And God just knows how to do it. To be quite frank, I don't even really remember how we got hooked up, but it was a God thing. Here we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And the things of God that are divine, they're eternal. They last.
Right.
So many people, and I've watched this over 30 years of pastoring and ministering, and you spoke a few moments ago that, you know, that I've done, you know, crusades in Africa and the Soviet Union, Haiti, Israel, different places. And one of the problems that I see in people's lives, pastoring, counseling for 30 years, is connections. Who they hook themselves up with. You spoke a few months ago. I told you that people are like elevators. They take you up or they take you down. Mm-hmm. And so many times, you know, it's just that way. I've seen in marriages, people that I've counseled with, and I've given them instruction that, you know, I believe you're hooking up with the wrong person. I don't believe this is a divine connection for you. And you can't hook up with people just because they're good people.
I've connected myself, John, to people in my life that nearly destroyed me.
Right, exactly.
And destroyed the lives of my children.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just before I left, I had an email before I came down here today of a lady who sent me an email and her daughter who's getting hooked up with a married man who has two children, and she's asking me to pray. And the thing that the daughter was saying, well, it's my life. Finally, I'm going to do what I want to do, without realizing that she's just satisfying and gratifying the flesh. And the things of the flesh will destroy us.
And isn't it wonderful how God lets us do what we want to do?
Oh, yeah.
See, we don't have...
We're free moral agents.
We don't have to... I don't have to have a command that tells me to sow financially to the kingdom.
Right.
Or sow my life to the Lord or love anybody. It's a privilege.
Right. Absolutely.
That I get to do.
Right.
I get to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that woman's right.
Yeah.
She can run her own life.
She can absolutely run by hooking up.
And she can have what she gets from it.
Right, she will. You'll reap what you sow in this life. If you sow to the flesh of the flesh, you'll reap corruption.
Mm-hmm.
If you sow to the Spirit of the Spirit, you'll reap eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
God gave me a scripture I want to read that just absolutely just blew my mind. When the children of Israel, it's in Numbers chapter 10, beginning at verse 28, when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave and go into the promised land. So you have to look for people and connect with people that have a promise from the Lord, that have heard from God. This is why I like hooking up with you. You've heard from God. You like hooking up with me because you know I hear from God.
Yes.
So it's so important who we hook up with. We can't just hook up with anybody because they say, you know, they go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the devil goes to church. I mean, you know, every Sunday. But I want to give you a scripture that really blew my mind, how that God wants to bless us.
Forgive me. Would you elaborate on that a minute? About the devil going to church.
Oh, yeah, he'll go to church and sit on the front row. I mean, he'll get up in the pulpit with you, you know. I mean, he will. And he don't care if you go to church. As long as you don't learn anything, as long as you don't do anything, he don't mind people going to church. But when they start winning souls, you know, and sharing what we're, you know, mm-hmm. telling people, because he loves to get people hooked up to the wrong mm-hmm. people at church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've watched this at church. I've watched in church. I've had good people in church that are faithful, dedicated. They're there Wednesday. They're there Sunday. They're in the plays. They're involved. But I've watched them to get hooked up with people that are not faithful and are not committed and start going out to dinner with them, start going over to their home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not long because of the connection they made, they start missing church. They're not as involved with the things
right.
of God
right.
because
right.
they're being led away with
right.
who they're connected to. It's like a train. Okay, all the cars that's hooked to the engine, whether the cars like it or not, they're going to end up wherever the engine takes them. So when you're hooked up with somebody, even when they're taking you the wrong way, you're going to end up where they end up at. But I'm going to give you this scripture in Numbers. In Numbers 28, it says, thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward, in other words, to go toward the promise. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Ariel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying into the place which the Lord said. This is so important that you and I don't need to go any place other than what the Lord said. Okay? And this is what he's telling him
mm-hmm.
now. He says, we're going to the place which the Lord said, I will give you. Come thou and go with us and we'll do you good. See, I need to hook up with somebody that's heard from the Lord, that has a promise from God that God's going to do them good.
Yes, amen.
And you need to hook up with somebody out there that you need to hook up with Rose Ministries. You need to hook up with somebody that knows they've heard from the Lord, they know where they're going, and the good thing about this, you're going to receive the same benefit, the same blessing, that the good that God does for her or for the minister or your church, whoever you're hooked up with that's heard from God, you're going to receive the same benefit. Listen to the scripture. It says, come and go with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning us. In other words, we have a promise from God that God's going to do us good. Now, this is what Moses is saying to this young man. And people may say, well, I thought they were led by the cloud by day and the fire by night. They were. But Hobab knew every place in the wilderness where water was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew where to camp. He knew the land, in other words.
Yes,
he was like
yes,
a guide. And
yes,
Moses
yes.
knew this about this man, that he knows the best places to camp. He knows everything about it. So we need him to go with us
mm-hmm.
to be our eyes, to see for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Moses
mm-hmm.
is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30 says, and he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, to my own kindred. And Moses comes back, okay, and gives
mm-hmm.
him an incentive here. God,
mm-hmm.
God's into incentives. God's telling us, if you'll do this, I'll do this. So he's always
Amen.
Giving us incentives.
Amen. Yes.
All right, now
yes.
watch. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest you know, where we are to camp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. In other words, you know where to camp. You know the best places where the water is. You know where everything's at. Hobab, go with us. We need you, okay?
Yes, yes.
Hook up with us. Get connected with us, all right?
Yes,
now watch
yes.
this. This blew my mind, Rose. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be. I mean, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. It shall be, mm-hmm. if you go with us, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto you.
Yes.
He's telling Hobab, Hobab, if you go with us, if you'll get hooked up with us, God has already promised us. We've heard from the Lord. God has heard from us. He's promised us to take us into the promised land, a land that flows with milk and honey. But Hobab, we need you to hook up with us and get connected with us, because you know where all the camp spots are. You know how to get us to where we want to go. And I promise you, the good thing that God has promised us, we're going to promise you. We're going to give you the same thing.
Yes.
It's like when Peter in Luke chapter 5, when Jesus came up, Peter sowed his boat into Jesus. Jesus said, can I use your boat?
Mm-hmm.
So he launched out a little bit, you know, into the deep,
mm-hmm.
and began to speak to Peter and those that were on shore.
Mm-hmm.
When he left, finished speaking, the Bible says, he told Peter, he only spoke to Simon, and he
mm-hmm.
said, Simon,
mm-hmm.
launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch, for a draw, for a great increase. God
right.
is always concerned about giving us increase.
Right.
He's the God of increase.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, when you read in the Word of God in the Old Testament, the word multiplied means blessed as time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to multiply and to increase in our life. So he tells Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your net for a catch, and which means great increase. So Peter says, you know, like most people who's fished all night and taken nothing, they're tired. There's people out there right now, they feel like they've done everything they know to do. They're not successful. Nothing's happening for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are you hooked up with? Who are you connected to? Are you connected with somebody that talks doubt, talks sickness, talks, I don't know what we're going to do, I don't know how we're going to make it? You need to hook up with somebody that knows the Word of God and says that all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen unto the glory of God by us. God's going to do us good, okay? Now, so he tells Simon, launch out in the deep, let down your net for a catch.
Mm-hmm.
When he does this, he says, Lord, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word.
Sounds like to me we need to hook up to the Lord.
We need to hook up to Jesus. This is who Simon hooked up to, okay?
Well as each other.
Right, and he hooked up not only to him, but he hooked up to what he said.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not just enough to hear somebody. You have to be a doer of the word as well.
Yes,
you have to do
yes,
what you hear.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
So he says, we fished all night, we've taken nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down our nets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Bible says, and when he did, I mean, the nets began to break. So many fish, such an increase
right,
of
right.
the thing he had been trying so
right,
hard
right.
to get.
Right.
When he hooked up to Jesus and connected with what he said and obeyed what he said, his nets are full. God gives him a great increase. But here's what I want you to see. The Bible says, and he began to beckon unto his partners.
Amen.
Those that were hooked up with him. Rose, those that are hooked up with you in Rose Ministries, those that are your partners, they don't have to have a direct word from the Lord. The partners did not get a word from Jesus, but Peter got a word from
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
And because they were partners with
yes,
him,
yes.
the minute he got blessed,
yes,
he immediately
yes.
beckoned unto his partners and said, come and help us, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they came and helped, and the Bible says that they had so many fish that they began to fill the partnerships as well.
Yes.
So whatever, Ephesians 6:8 says, whatever you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.
Amen.
So here's his partners who did not hear the word of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but when Peter asked them to come and help, help what? Help us get all this increase that God has given us.
That's the sowing, and that God's the seed provider.
Amen.
We're the seed sower.
Amen.
That's seed.
Amen.
We plant, we sow.
Mm-hmm.
He grows and multiplies. We're the water.
Mm-hmm.
We water with the praises.
Mm-hmm.
We praise Him, thank
right.
Him. He brings that seed to harvest, grows it, multiplies, brings it to harvest, and then we reap.
Right, amen.
And we're going to reap what we sow.
Amen.
Negative or not negative.
Absolutely.
That's what
you increase or decrease by association.
That's what you're talking
Who
about.
Who are the people watching today associating with? You know, if you want to be wise, the Bible says you have to hang out with wise people. You have to connect with wise people.
Right.
You know, it's an amazing thing about a seed. There's three things amazing about a seed. Number one, it always produces after its own kind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it always produces more than itself.
Yes.
If you sow a seed, it produces back after its own kind, more than itself, and most time at a later date.
Yes. I had a partner call yesterday from California, and she has a daughter that's in love with a young man older. She's in her teens. And the other family doesn't want them together. So they come up with every kind of problem and reason and fault and criticism of her, the daughter of this partner, there is. And the Lord told me this way yesterday, John. As you know, I'm on a farm,
right.
And you farm, you have horses, you understand it. If you go out in a cow field and you step in a cow pile, you're going to have cow pile all over
you. It's on you. It's on you.
So if you don't want cow pile on you, don't go in the cow field and don't step in the cow pile.
Right.
And I said, now every time you look at these people that are condemning, criticizing, finding fault, despairing, bringing you down, coming against you, remember cow pile.
Right, right.
These are cow piles.
Right, right. Well, again, people take you up or they take you down. You just have to be careful who you know, where you walk, who you walk with. The Bible says in Luke 6, it talks about, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? Well, if you got a blind person leading you through the pasture, through the cow pile, they don't know where the cow piles are, so they're going to lead you right in the middle of them with them. It's just that way.
I'm thankful that the connection I have to you has been nothing but a blessing to me, nothing
Amen.
But an encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am that to you. I know
I
am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And I am grateful that in the next few months I'll be at your church.
May the 4th,
and in September we'll be there for a Friday and Saturday night event. And in the name of Jesus, I am so blessed to be with you, John.
Amen.
We've run out of
time. Thanks for having
They've
me
They've been
here.
Running around out here showing us signs.
This happens a lot with me.
And I want you to say today yes to the Lord. I want you to come back with me in just a minute. And I love you so much. Haven't you been blessed? Thank you, John, honey.
Amen. God bless you. I love you.
I love you for being here. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.